And I don't care what anyone says about it. It's a terrible recruiting strategy.
Well Ogletree is a name that I think definitely.
I call him the little Ogletree.
The little Alex.
Even though they're the same age, same size. In fact, Alex might be bigger than Alec.
But I think that's definitely a name. I mean, he's risen a little bit. His stock has definitely
but
risen.
Why
in the last
settle
couple
for
months.
Him when you can at least offer Telvin, at least offer Michael? Why? It doesn't make
well,
any
sense. Well, Telvin Smith was long rumored to be a tech lean, really. And they thought they had him, I think, for a while.
You're listening to WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's official visit. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, Alex Ewald.
Thanks, Fletch. And on the receiving note, or the wide receiver position, one last year, right? Stephen Hill was the, as far as I can remember, he was the only receiver they took last year. They had a couple DBs, athletes who could play receiver, but he was really the only guy at that position they took last year. And this year, again, they don't have any.
I don't see that as much as big of a problem.
I don't know. Do you really go through a class without signing a receiver? I mean, I feel like you should maybe sign at least one every year. Especially
at least
if you're,
one.
I get that Tech's, you know, not a huge throwing team, but that might be one of the reasons they struggle at times.
They're not a big throwing team. Didn't
Demaryius Thomas is
what? He had something like a or no? What did Nesbitt have? 260 yards passing the other day.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Paul Johnson would love nothing more than for Nesbitt to do that.
Where
every
are the
week.
Receivers in this class? I mean, again.
Well, I wouldn't want to go play for
again,
him if I was a receiver.
Neither
would you?
No.
I mean, honestly,
no.
I'm not trying to bash Tech here, but
no
if you
good receivers.
If you have aspirations of
them.
Going to the NFL. Are you going to want to go to Tech?
Well,
where you're maybe going to get three or four
Demaryius,
balls a game.
Has Demaryius Thomas's stock dropped because
he didn't commit? He didn't commit to Tech
Tech.
To
well,
play for Paul
certainly
Johnson.
Certainly, well, that's true. Stephen Hill did. He's definitely a guy that could be a pro prospect down the road. And when Demaryius
okay.
Thomas moves on,
either way,
it's like Stephen Hill's going to be the man that's in the top 10 nationally.
Had a nice catch against Mississippi State. I saw it the other day.
Either way,
it's not.
It's not really debatable. I mean, they're clearly going to hurt.
It's not ever going to be wide receiver.
Right. They're not. Their offense hurts their ability to recruit receivers. Regardless of what anyone wants to argue, because if you're a receiver, you're going to play in the most wide open offenses possible with coaches who are known for teaching receivers, none of which happens at Tech. With that said, there are a couple guys in the state that they should look at. Max Williams is one. I know they don't have an offer him. He's a lesser known recruit out of Lubbock, but he's a good player. And the guy we've had on the show, DeMarco McNeil, who is a big time receiving prospect and a guy who, you know, isn't necessarily looking at Tech now, but I'm sure he'd be willing to. But either way, they should get in on one of those two guys. And one of the positions that's easier to talk about is defensive end because there are a couple guys they're recruiting. Coney Ealy's one I know, a massive 6'5", 230-pounder out of Missouri who has offers from Tech, Memphis, Missouri, and Nebraska. I also know they're going after Kareem Martin, who was in Tech, or in Tech, was in Atlanta 2 weeks ago, I believe, to take in their game. And he's a big-time option, another huge 6'6", 222-pounder. He's looking at Clemson, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Georgia Tech. Those are two guys that they absolutely should be looking at, again, with only Anthony Williams on board.
Yeah, you've seen the importance of having two big-time defensive ends. You know, when Derek Morgan was really clicking early on in the season, they really clamped down on him, and the pass rush really wasn't there for a couple games. It's gotten better over the last game or so, but those are, like you said, those are two tangible targets that are out there right now when really there really just aren't that many out there that you're hearing about or that have offers.
But Kareem Martin's a legitimate candidate, a really good prospect, and finally a guy you know Tech is actually looking at. It's easy to talk about him because he's a guy that there's mutual interest on both sides from.
I was just going to say, back to the defensive end position, it's really hard for Tech this season because it seems like Georgia made it a priority to get every
in-state
defensive end. Burroughs, Garrison Smith, all those guys.
Georgia is the best
Stripling.
Example of how important that position is. I mean, if there's one thing, if you can only pick one thing to point to last year for while Georgia struggled, it was because they couldn't rush the passer.
I totally agree.
And so you're right; they made it a huge priority this year. And Tech, while they have good defensive ends on campus, it's a position you always want to continue to replenish. And they've done so a little bit with Anthony Williams. You'd like to see them get one of the two guys I just named, Ealy or Martin. Finishing up real quick, offensive tackles, another position. We talked about this for you and I, Fletcher. You always need offensive linemen. Right now, they've got two on board, in Alford and Bailey. But I think Ed Christian's a guy they should go after. I don't think it's a viable candidate. I think he's sold on the FSU, Auburn, Alabama bandwagon. But Max Garcia is another guy.
If they got Ed Christian, that's the best recruit that Paul Johnson's had since he's been here.
Or P.J. Bostic. I'm just kidding.
Ed Christian.
They won't get him. I just put him down because I like to make the point that there's no reason, if you're Tech and you're having the success they are on the football field, there's no reason to not go after the best guys at positions of need in this state. Ed Christian's out there.
Is he going to fit their offense, though?
You watched him play. I mean, what? Come on. That guy is a monster in every way.
I don't think he would necessarily fit Tech's offense, offensive line.
I mean, maybe he's – is he not mobile enough?
They were recruiting a guy like Juwan James. They were recruiting James Harden.
Yeah, but Juwan James is mobile. Yeah.
The reason I say that is because I watched him play.
He's big.
He's more of a pass protector.
You're right. He's massive. He's not as agile. But he's also –
when he's trying to get out there on those screens and everything like that, I don't think he can
– One guy they're definitely looking at is T.J. Leifheit, who we've talked about on this show before, a big – time prospect out of North Carolina, but the guy has offers from everyone, and I don't mean that to demean Tech, but when you're an out-of-state guy with offers from USC and Florida, Florida's not even on his radar, but Tennessee and North Carolina, and
maybe
LSU
this is the guy that stems the tide. Maybe if this guy can go to, if Paul Johnson can get this guy, that's when Georgia Tech becomes a national.
Hey, real quick, we got to get to commercial break, but before we do, I want from both of you, who are your favorite recruits in this class? I mean, just give me one or two guys who you think is going to...
Charles Perkins, the running back position, and Sean Green, a defensive tackle.
Talking about Tech here. I'm liking St. John Days because I think he's got a great chance to be the starter at quarterback. He'll do it.
Let me guess.
I'm going with Bostic and Sean Green. I don't want to cherry pick yours, but I love Sean Green, and I think B.J. Bostic is a guaranteed star. With that said, we got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the best high schools in the state. They're the schools in the state that have the best recruits. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
And by the way, Score Atlanta is the ATL's only Football Plus sports paper. It's available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Want to win the legendary Big Green Egg? Then play Beat Pollock Football Challenge for your opportunity. Only at 790thezone.com.
Steve, can you come here for a second?
Sure, honey.
I noticed your friend Matt tagged you in some photos from last weekend. You know, when I was away at my mother's.
Oh yeah? Like what?
Let's see. Looks like you were at Beau Rivage.
Yeah, well...
Yep, here's you on the golf course. You at the bar. You dancing with a woman who isn't me. And dancing with a guy who isn't me. You throwing cash in the air. Where are your pants?
I can explain.
That's it? I wanna...
Not a divorce, please, baby.
No, I want to go too. I'm into it. Hey, it's only an hour flight away.
Visit whereatlantablaze.com and get away to MGM Mirage's Four Diamond Destination on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. Beau Rivage Resort and Casino with high-energy gaming, poker, and craps. The Tom Fazio-designed golf course, Fallen Oak. Non-stop nightlife, big-name headliners, fine dining, and more. Everyone wants to get in on the action at Beau Rivage. Book your air-inclusive package at whereatlantablaze.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Every day, I get in my car and head off to work.
Every day, I get in my car and go looking for a job.
I've had this job almost 6 months now.
I've been unemployed for almost 6 months now.
Lately, though, I feel like I could be giving back.
Lately, though, I just feel like giving up.
Then I learned United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta helps thousands of Atlantans find jobs.
Then I heard United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta could help somebody like me.
So I picked up the phone and called 211.
That's when I called 211.
And now my donations help find jobs for neighbors in need.
And now I've found a job with the help of neighbors who care.
Give to United Way of Metropolitan Atlanta and you help struggling families find jobs, pay utility bills, and avoid foreclosure. To give, call 211 or go to unitedwayatlanta.org/give.
The NFL talk from the weekend ain't over yet.
Right on. Very cool.
NFL insider Len Pasquarelli from ESPN.com joins Mayhem tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Very, very cool.
Football lives here.
Cool.
790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, am Scott the Brain Joinovich, joined as always by...
Wait, what is your name?
got the brain Janovitz.
Okay, because you just said Joinovitz.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No.
You're going to say join by, and you just got your wires crossed.
You're crazy. Anyway, I am joined by you, the most annoying person I've ever met.
Thanks.
Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
My mom's listening.
You're not really annoying. I love you.
Thank
and
you.
And Alex the A-Train Ewell, who everybody loves.
Especially the ladies at Aqua Blue.
That's not true. Have you ever been to Aqua Blue?
I've been there. It's been a while, though.
Am I the only one in the studio who hasn't been to Aqua Blue?
You need to go there.
I know.
Our friend of the show, Brian Longacre.
You know what we should do? We should all go to Aqua Blue and invite,
and invite
all our listeners.
Could we do the show live from Aqua Blue? Can we do that next week?
Is it possible? It's definitely possible.
Okay.
We'll go to the higher up, do a remote from Aqua Blue. But we should meet all our listeners out there, our fans, the millions of fans out there at Aqua Blue.
Before we continue, Scott, let me just say something real quick.
Yeah,
Score Atlanta and the Georgia Public Broadcasting webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com this week.
Where are we at?
We're going to do Sandy Creek taking on McIntosh.
Of course, I produce those. You do the color.
I do.
Color.
Yeah. Charles Ward, Fletcher Proctor. What a kick in
front. So if you want to see my fine work and hear his Fletcher's fine voice, check us out at 7:15 at gbb.org/football. You can watch that
there
game.
You go.
Live internet television. Anyway, in this segment, guys, I want to talk about not the top football teams in the state.
But the
teams in the state with the top football talent in terms of college potential. Who has the best recruits in this state? I want you guys to tell me because I have no idea. Fletcher?
I mean, one that's going to jump off.
Well, first of all, who are some of the guys? Who are some of the under the radar ones? I didn't want to cut you off, but tell me some of the teams that you think are maybe.
How about one that has a quarterback and a wide receiver both going to SEC programs?
Who's
Zareek Rogers going to University of Georgia? Nash Nance, who, by the way, I would have put in my top 10 of guys who are dangerous with the ball in their hands. Nash Nance, he's going to Vanderbilt.
Might have defeated the purpose
Calhoun
of the
Calhoun Yellow Jackets.
That's a good one. You want to hear my under the radar?
Here,
hear
I got another one. Let's stick up there. Let's stay up there. The Dalton Catamounts, okay? They've got Dantzler Watts, who I believe is a junior.
That's a junior.
They've got another guy up there by the name of Jalen Fields, a defensive end going to the University of Georgia.
You know who I like?
They haven't had a losing season in 50 years. Catamounts. And you know their quarterback's name? Stryker Brown. How cool is that?
It's a good name. It is a good
Stryker
name.
Brown.
You've made it worse by screaming it at us. But McEachern, I think, has – is it DeAndre Purnell, the quarterback slash running back slash receiver, to me is an underrated prospect.
And
underrated
you know what kind
talent.
Of offense they run up there?
Sure.
The pistol.
Pistol. And Rajon Bennett, of course, right?
Saw him a couple weeks ago when they took on –
They also have a receiver. Is it Davis, last name Davis? Can't think of his name. Anyway,
Rajon Bennett's the name you need to know up there.
Right,
good player. Sandy Creek is another one where GPB will be this week. You've got Isaiah Johnson who's going to Tech, and you've also got young Rajon Neal. Speaking of Rajon, who's going to Mississippi State?
Yeah, Alex, do you have any under the
Rio
radar?
Johnson last year, Braxton Lane,
Jarrett wide receiver this year, Brown, Lacey Coleman defensive end.
Yeah,
do you have any under the radar teams that are kind of loaded with talent but people don't know it?
Well, I don't know if they're under the radar because
like,
their name's Tucker High School. But, I mean, I think, you know, they lost so much talent that people don't realize what's still there. I mean, you got a Quentin Brown and, of course, James Vodders, the top junior. And then a number of other players like a Chris Simpson and a Devin Scott that aren't getting a lot of pub, but they're going to – I think they're going to matriculate to a Division I school and make a team really happy.
Lowndes, obviously.
Lowndes, right. Let me ask you this. Is there a school with more talent than Carver, Columbus? And the weird thing is...
Yes.
There is?
A school with more talent than Carver, Columbus?
See, Carver...
Well, Southwest
DeKalb. I was going to say there's two schools that are head and shoulders above any other schools
in
the state, and those are Stevenson and Southwest DeKalb. Those are schools that are going to sign double-digit guys.
Well, they have – real quick, Southwest, the notable guys are Ken Malcolm, T.J. Stripling,
sure.
One of my favorite names, Sherrod
Golightly,
and Jonathan Mincy are the what did I count, four main guys. Stevenson, of course, has Tyrone Cornelius and Mike Thornton.
Kenneth Ladler, Chris Sharp, defensive backs. guys that Ladler committed to Vanderbilt, and there's more names.
But
than
Carver,
that.
But Carver, when
deep.
You're talking top-notch guys,
Devin Burns,
Carver,
Isaiah
Devin,
Kroll,
Brandon Smith, Corey Crawford, David Beasley, Devin Burns, Isaiah Kroll, Gabriel Wright, and here's the thing: not only are they load, those guys are all for top 50 players in the state either this year or next year, which no other team can say that. And not only that, they are not nearly as good as they should be. If you watch them, I also think Devin Burns is not really a quarterback, but that's a total another topic. They're an underachieving team, if you ask me.
Carver Columbus, well, they lost one game earlier this season. We got a chance to
see them. I watched
them
see against Baldwin.
I'll tell you, Isaiah Kroll,
wow,
top junior in the state.
And we watched him.
He has a seventh gear. Forget fourth, fifth,
or
and sixth.
Yeah.
He's got a seventh gear that he put it in. And there was one guy who had an angle on him. He just simply outran the angle.
Well, he split. He had two on that play. There was two guys who had it.
Go to GHSA.tv and watch that play.
That play is worth watching 20 times. He outran Baldwin's team, and there was two guys who easily had the angles on him. And then after outrunning the rest of the Baldwin team, He found a whole nother gear, split those guys, and raced to a touchdown. It was one of the best runs I've seen in years. Just an amazing run. Who was the other? You said Stevenson.
Stevenson and South. I was just, you know, as far
what about
as
North
depth,
Gwinnett?
As far as depth of prospects, I mean, we're talking about Buck Godfrey saying he wants to sign or have 25.
But that's
guys
a little
sign.
Different. We're talking
top level. Yeah, if you're talking top level,
North Gwinnett,
talent, especially talking about Carver in relation to their classification, you know, AAA with that many guys, that might be the most stacked team as far as just numbers.
I've got another one for you. Scott's not on your list. I do see that Gainesville is on there, and I agree with Jones, with Sims, and with Carr.
The thing is, they have three. If I'm a college and I have to recruit one school and just pick the recruits I want, Gainesville's got to be one of them because those three guys are awesome.
How about the school of Norcross over the last couple seasons? You've had Prince Kent, had DJ Adams, Devonta Bolton. You've had Bryce Butler.
Of course, DeLine
Shields Jr. You've got Connor Hawk, a kicker who's going to maybe walk on at Alabama or Kentucky. Max Garcia. You've also got the kid who's the wide receiver, Matt Autry.
Yeah. They
Darius Hanks at Alabama right now, a couple years ago from Norcross.
Yeah. I mean, Norcross, they perennially.
You said DJ Adams, out. I imagine.
I did.
Yeah. They also another school that underachieves consistently. A school who has two recruits I absolutely love. Again, if I'm a college and I just have to cherry pick from one school.
Flowery Branch?
Westlake. Darius Robinson, the kid who's going to Clemson in the corner, I think is going to be great. And I've always said, Michael Taylor, what did he tell us? So I think he called himself like the best linebacker in the state.
He's
going to make his name. I mean, he's a kid who's not only really smart, but has a very good head on his shoulders and is confident. And I think he's going to star at Tennessee, as much as I hate to say that.
And it seems like a pipeline is flowing from Flowery Branch straight to the Flats. You've got Daniel Drummond, the Cross Boys, of course, Jay Boshaw. Connor Shaw escaped the pipeline. He's going up to Columbia to play for South Carolina. But, I mean, those guys up at Flowery Branch, they run that system. And Paul Johnson's got himself a little plucking ground from up there.
Have we mentioned Lowndes?
I said Lowndes, and you brushed me off.
With Ed Christian and Kari Frank.
They're a pipeline to Florida State, it seems, with Greg Reed. Ed Christian and Telvin Smith were locks for there. Ed Christian's kind of backed off. But and when you talk about pipelines, let's talk about Carver Columbus. I mean, Auburn just loves to go in there and get those guys.
Yeah, it's a nice school to have a connection with. I mean, to have a connection with Carver. One of the schools that is kind of has more recruits than you would ever think because they're, well, pretty average is Centennial. They have David Yankee, of course, the big guy, big offensive tackle.
Ed Cummings last year went to Georgia Tech.
They have
Martin Jenkins,
the cornerback receiver, who I think is a better receiver than he is a cornerback at this stage. I don't know what Clemson's going to do with him, and you know how good he can be at that corner position. But right now, we watched him, Fletcher. In the game they lost,
quote unquote, to Northview, 38-0, but they were up by the half. Somehow they lost.
They lost that game, but not really, of course. But he looked really good in that game. And they have another recruit this year.
Linebacker, I believe they've got Ben Carpenter. Got a couple big offers. I think it's a depth thing with Centennial.
It's funny, a school
they got like a handful of really top recruits, and then it drops off a little bit.
And from what I hear, they've got a pretty good ninth-grade quarterback out there, too, who's going to be getting some offers
Chase Thomas, big-time player. Watch out for him.
I was actually talking about Rosenberg.
I mean, that's what I meant. Chase Rosenberg. Sorry. Chase Thomas, of course, plays at Stanford. Walton defensive end. I don't even know if he plays defensive end.
No, he's in the two. He's in the two deep there, actually.
He's playing defensive end, right? Because I remember when he left, there was speculation they were going to move him to tight end.
But
Grayson's an interesting school. A school that, in my estimation, the best in the state, but doesn't have.
They've got a kid going to BYU.
The recruits, Corey Gaines, safety.
They've got Sean Green. But then, Ian Pemberton, their best player, on offense at least. No offers of substantial note.
And their quarterback is also.
We've got a lineman, Joe Champagne, who I think is starting to. His recruitment's starting to pick up a little bit more. I think he's going to start getting
Alex.
Some D1
recruits. That alcohol
here.
Out of here.
Sorry.
This is high school football.
This is a high school football show. Talking about Champagne. All right, I think we've covered the top recruits in schools in the state. We got to get to another commercial break. But when we come back, we'll talk to a massive, big-time recruit, defensive tackle from Stevenson, Michael Thornton, an interview you definitely do not want to miss. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Pollock and Bell.
ESPN's Tom Jackson on the Falcons.
Matt Ryan, the group that he has, the ability that they have, and then you add Tony Gonzalez to that mix. When we started talking about Super Bowl, it's Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. It's almost like Atlanta got overlooked a little bit.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Last week, two brothers walk into our store. They run a landscaping company.
I need to keep track of employees.
I need to stay connected to clients.
Yeah, and we need it all on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested they both get a BlackBerry smartphone. You can go online, check email, and get directions. And right now, the second one is free.
Now we get more jobs done faster.
With our new BlackBerry Tours.
And our landscaping company
is really blooming.
Good line.
Now at Verizon Wireless, get a BlackBerry at our lowest prices ever. Plus, get a second of equal or lesser value free. BlackBerry runs better on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any communication store or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today. BlackBerry pricing between $39.99 and $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply per phone. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Hi, this is Rhonda Duffy of Duffy Realty of Atlanta and the number one agent in Georgia for the last 5 years in a row, thanks to my client success. I've sold over 10,000 properties for my buyer and seller clients with my unique business model that produces results. Go to Duffy Realty of Atlanta to see the recent list of showings and closings. So now that I have your attention, there are two things that I want to tell you about that are happening right now in this market. The first is the government first-time buyer incentive, and it ends November 30th of this year. Did you know that that incentive is good for a loan up to the mid-$300,000. Georgia also has an additional incentive for buyers. The second and most important thing for you to know is that there is a current inventory that is down from 110,000 homes 2 years ago to 75,000, and the buyers are struggling to find properties to buy. If you have the desire to move, please add your house to the pitiful inventory that we have out there. Oh, and yes, buyers can and are getting loans, and sometimes at 100% loan value. Take action now and find me, Rhonda Duffy, at Duffy Realty of Atlanta.
The Hot Morning Show. Mayhem in the AM.
Tuesday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk some NFL with Lenny Pascarelli at 8:25, James Brown from CBS at 8:40, and Mike Peterson of the Atlanta Falcons at 10 o'clock. Not Abe Froman.
The Hot Morning Show. Morning 6 to 11. Hot Morning Show. On 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and www.scoreatl.com.
I am Scott the Brain Janovich, joined by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewell, and now a very special guest in Stevenson, defensive tackle Mike Thornton. Mike, are you there, and how are you doing? Good to know. Now, Mike, we spoke to you a while back over the summer, but it's been some time since we've caught up. Talk a little about how recruiting's changed now that the season has started. Maybe a couple teams have entered the picture that weren't there during the summer.
You know, recruiting going real good. You know, I'm still trying to pick a school for me, a great school for me. You know, right now, you know, I'm down to a couple schools like Michigan, Penn State, you know, Auburn and Georgia. Those, I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't say they have an order, but those are the schools that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the University of Georgia. You were there, I believe, when they played LSU this past weekend. Obviously, they've got a lot of guys coming in on the defensive end, but they're going to lose Jeff Owens, Geno Atkins, and Cade Weston, which would open up a spot on the defensive tackle position, a position that you play.
Right. I mean, you know, that's a great thing to happen, you know, at the same time it's not, because, you know, they're going to have to fill the spots with freshmen. But as for my part, that's great. That's great. You know, I can come in right away and play. As long as I do what I'm supposed to do, learn the playbook, you know, get acquainted with everything. But, you know, from the outside looking in, it sounds real great. But I just have to, you know, look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, now, Mike, sticking with Georgia, Rodney Gardner, the defensive coach there, is a guy that a lot of recruits talk about when they talk Georgia. Tell us a little about the type of guy Coach Gardner is and what type of role he's going to have in your decision-making process.
I mean, you know, Coach Gardner is a great guy. I met him my ninth grade year. He was over recruiting one of our players. And, you know, I've been knowing him since then. You know, everything been good. You know, he's a great dude. I feel like he's a great coach at defensive tackle. He's got some great guys into the league. And he don't only teach you about football. You know, he teach you about life. He show you how to be a great husband, a great dad, and all kinds of stuff like that.
Now, Mike, talk a little bit about Auburn staying in the SEC. What do you like about them, and what are their chances right now?
You know, right now, you know, I would say Auburn is very high for me because, you know, I'm from Columbus, Georgia, and that's right across the river from Auburn. You know, they always got a great team. They always got great athletes. And, of course, this year they have great coaching. You know, the defensive line coach Tracy Rocker, you know, that was my first time meeting him when I actually went down there the first time. And I just felt like we just had this bond, like, right away. We just clicked right away. And, you know, I felt everything he was saying was real to me. And, you know, that's why I'm looking into him.
Yeah, now, you've been to Auburn. You were there recently for a game. And as Fletcher mentioned, you were in Athens for the LSU game as well as the Arizona State game, if I'm not mistaken. Now, if you will, compare the two visits, the one to Auburn and the one to Athens. What stuck out about each, and maybe which one did you like more?
It really wasn't a battle of which one was the best game because they both played some great games. It was just the fans. I feel like, you know, the SEC had some great fans. You know, Auburn fans showed me love and Georgia fans showed me love. You know, it was just a great game, great atmosphere to be in.
Being joined by Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton on SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Now, am I reading this correctly? When you went to that Georgia game a few weeks back, that was the first college football game you've ever been to?
Right.
And so, obviously, having just been to the Georgia game, you know, experiencing SEC football, are there any schools outside of the SEC that potentially you're looking at? And how do you think that atmosphere will shake up? Like, I see Michigan and Penn State might be contenders for you. How do you think maybe the Big Ten versus the SEC stacks out?
Well, you know, I hear that the Big Ten – I hear that their fans were way crazier than, you know, fans down here in the South.
Don't believe it.
It's cold up there, and those guys are out there all the time.
Yeah, you think the cold is the difference, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's like the Green Bay, the frozen tundra, all those guys throwing snow. I get the idea. Now, going back to Auburn, I know you grew up near there and have long time been a fan. Is that something that's going to matter in your decision?
You know, it could possibly come down to that because I know the tradition of that school a lot, and, you know, that's just been the school that I've been growing up watching.
Now, Mike, what's sort of your timetable here? You got a lot of schools sort of getting in on the act with your recruiting, and it's really picking up for you, but what sort of timetable have you set, if you've even set one, for committing?
Right now I haven't set, you know, an exact time to make a decision. Because I really don't know, honestly, where I want to go. All the schools that I've been talking about, you know, I feel like they're great schools and they're great programs, and I'll fit right in. But I'm just trying to get to the bottom of everything, you know, make sure everything is right before I make my decision. I don't want to have to pull back off.
Yeah, now, Mike, you say you want to wait, but as I'm sure you know, a lot of kids are recruiting earlier and earlier these days, and a lot of kids are taking up spots. Is that something you're worried about, maybe waiting too long and losing your spot at one of these schools you're interested in?
Nah, I don't think that's the problem, you know, because I feel like I'm a good enough player to, if that school really, really wanted me, you know, they would just hold a scholarship for me or something like that.
9:30 on Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton joins us. And, Mike, got a question for you in terms of official visits. That's the name of it's the name of the show, and it's the question I'm asking you. You've been to Georgia. You know, are you thinking about taking any other official visits out there? And if so, where are they going to be?
Right now I don't have any official dates set, but I will be taking an official visit to Penn State and hopefully Michigan sometime soon.
Yeah, now talk a little about Penn State. Tell us a little bit about the coaches there and maybe what interests you in the Nittany Lions.
Oh, man, I just grew up, you know, watching Penn State, you know, playing over in College Park. You know, it's just a great tradition of the Joe Paterno's been there for a long time. And the defensive line coach, I really got a great relationship with him, Coach Larry Johnson. You know, he's a real spiritual guy, too. You know, we talk often, and, you know, we have a good conversation. So I really want to get up there and meet him and meet some of the other players and coaches.
Well, does it scare you at all with Joe Pa being, you know, in his 80s that he might step away before your time is up at Penn State if you do commit to the Nittany Lions?
Not at all, because I feel like, you know, the staff he got, one of his staff members could easily step in and, you know, run the program the same way he's running.
Now, Mike, you've talked a lot about relationships with coaches and some other factors. What really does it come down to for you? Talking about academics, early playing time. Where do you rank these types of things in order of importance when you're looking at these schools?
You know, academics number one. You know, I want to go to school to be a business major, so, you know, you got to have a good business program. And, you know, just the coach-player relationship, and will I be able to fit into the system as soon as possible? I mean, yeah, it would be nice to play as a freshman, but, you know, if I have to, you know, kind of sit out or just get a couple of reps every now and then, it'll be good with me. You know, I just want to fit into the right place, you know, hopefully get me to the next level and get my degree while I'm at it.
Yeah, now, Mike, you may not have been listening, but we spent a lot of the show earlier today or tonight talking about Florida State, the struggles that have been going on down there and how it could perhaps affect their recruiting. Are you the kind of guy who pays attention to what's happening on the field, or is that something that, you know, really doesn't factor into your decision? Are you much more interested in maybe the coaches and the players that are there? Or do you watch what happens on the field and consider the wins and the losses?
Not so much considering the wins and the losses, because, you know, everybody has their bumps and bruises sometimes. You know, everybody has a bad season sometimes. But it's all about how they bounce back from that. You know, I felt like Florida State came out and played a great game against Miami. You know, unfortunately they lost, but, you know, there's good things happening for that team. They got a lot of freshmen on that team that's really stepping up and playing the position.
Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton joins Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Now, this is a question we like to ask players when they do come on, is when you do commit, be it to Georgia, to Auburn, Penn State, Michigan, wherever it ends up being, what kind of player is that team getting in Mike Thornton?
They're going to get a player that's very, you know, very respectable, a great leader. And, you know, on and off the field, I'll be a leader for anybody. I can help anybody out. And I'm willing to get help in, you know, my position. And whatever's going to take me to the next level, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton. And, Mike, a couple questions real quick to finish up. Talk about your season a little bit. Are there specific areas that you can tell you've really improved your game and maybe some areas that you still want to improve at?
Right now, the greatest improvement that I've found is leadership. You know, I used to be able to just lead my whole defense, but, of course, you know, I had Nigel Mitchell Thornton on the team with me last year, so we both kind of caught up with that. But this year, you know, the defense really listens to me. The whole team really listens to me. I'm one of the captains on the team. You know, those guys just respect me. They follow my lead. And, you know, I'm going to lead them to the right place. I'm going to go hard every time when they go hard.
Yeah, and Mike, before we let you go, do you have a leader? If push comes to shove and you had to commit right now at 9:34 on Monday night, who would it be?
I don't think I could do it.
You couldn't do it. Well, give us a top two.
I don't think I can name a top two.
About top three.
Those schools are, you know, great schools. It's kind of hard to pick.
All right, we'll let you off easy this time. But, hey, Mike, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk with us and wish you the best of luck on the field and along the recruiting trail.
And we'll see you on ESPNU in a couple weeks, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
There you go. All right, Mike, thanks again.
All right.
Of course, that was Stevenson defensive tackle Mike Thornton. And, guys, as we've probably talked about enough, But still, can't talk about it enough, actually. Great player. Big-time get for whoever he lands with. And, you know, I think it's Georgia. To be honest with you, the fact that he's been there the last 2 weeks, to me, says he's clearly interested in the Bulldogs. I think it's going to be a Georgia Auburn battle. He hasn't been to
Auburn,
Penn State and Michigan.
I tell you, Auburn is having one heck of a season, and they're going to get a lot of recruits because that coaching staff is so excited. If they come out and beat the Piggies this weekend in Arkansas, that's going to be a huge game, especially if he is in attendance at Auburn when Auburn wins a big game. He could easily go with the Tigers.
What name do we – well, he was there when they won a big game, but it was storming and, you know, it wasn't
good.
They
beat
West
Virginia.
That was pretty big. Who do we hear all the time? Tracy Rocker. What name? Always. Tracy Rocker, Tracy Rocker, Tracy Rocker. Any guy who's looking – defense, it doesn't matter if they're along the defensive line. He's just killing it for them along the recruiting trail.
Tracy Rocker, Kevin Steele, Rodney Gardner, three names that
right,
you just hear
always
ad nauseum.
He hasn't been to Michigan or Penn State yet, so those are two schools to look out for. But right now it's a Georgia Auburn battle, and you got to like the hometown team. We do got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we'll do our famous segment, Check Fold Raise.
It's sweeping the city.
Yeah.
I won't say
everybody's
the nation,
talking
but
about
the city.
Check Fold Raise. We'll explain the rules when we get back, but you don't want to miss it. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's official visit.
790 The Zone and Score Atlanta will be teaming up this Friday to broadcast a high school football game, just like every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
At 790 The Zone, local means covering the Jackets, Dogs, and Falcons on a daily basis.
It means the best local experts in Durham, Dooley, Pasquarelli, and Barnhart.
It means more local programming than any sports radio station in the South. Atlanta's local sports talk leader, 790 The Zone.
If you're looking for affordable individual health insurance, listen to what these actual Aetna customers have to say.
I was very pleased with what I got for my premium for Aetna. Aetna gave me a monthly fee that I could afford to pay.
When I deal with Aetna, I always feel that it's very personalized service, and they seem to understand that I just want to speak to a human.
And you think, Aetna, you know, this iconic health insurance company, it's got to be a fortune, and the numbers were better than any numbers I've received with other insurance companies.
Get individual health insurance coverage you can afford and the customer service you deserve. Call Aetna at 1-877-566-1818. Call 1-877-566-1818 today, and we'll also send you a free award-winning guide to health benefits. No obligation. Or visit talktoaetna.com.
Plans are underwritten by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and or through an out-of-state blanket trust in Aetna Health, Inc. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations.
Hey, Stakey here with a little story for you. Not too long ago, the wife and I were shopping for the mother-in-law at our favorite spot, Solomon Brothers, my friends. And who do we run into but a certain left-handed, soon-to-be Hall of Fame pitcher who goes by the name of Tommy Glavin.
That's right, Steak. My wife, Chris, and I love shopping at Solomon Brothers.
It was great. You were checking out the selection in jeans and a baseball cap. Just a regular dude.
That's the thing about Solomon Brothers. No matter who you are, they treat you like a Hall of Famer. It's a casual, stress-free, no-pressure setting with VIP customer service. It's about a shopping experience and not about the sale.
I've been preaching that for years. No pretenses. And with the Solomon Brothers Challenge, you know you won't find a better deal in all of Atlanta. How about this? 2-carat, $8,000 diamond stud earrings for $39.99. And I'm talking about two diamonds your wife would be proud to wear. Beautiful, glimmering diamond earrings.
You know the saying, happy wife, happy life.
That's good stuff. Take advantage of 6 months, no interest right now with Solomon Brothers. Say with me, Tom.
Solomon Brothers.
17th floor Tower Place in Buckhead. Check them out at SolomonBrothers.com.
Into the end zone around the left edge.
Hey, Jacket fans, Georgia Tech football is full steam ahead.
Intercepted. Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Moving down the track towards ACC matchups with Virginia Tech and Wake Forest.
The pitch, and it's Roddy Jones. Open field.
And making a run for the ACC championship.
Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Get on board to experience all the Yellow Jacket action. Tickets on sale now. Call 888-TECH-TICKS or log on to www.ramblinwreck.com.
Pollock and Bell.
ESPN's Tom Jackson on the Falcons.
Matt Ryan, the group that he has, the ability that they have, and then you add Tony Gonzalez to that mix. When we started talking about Super Bowl, it's Giants, Philadelphia Eagles. It's almost like Atlanta got overlooked a little bit.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You're listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visits. We are the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting, or GPB, webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com or gpb.org/football.
I, of course, Scott the Brain Janowitz, Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewalt. Guys, the segment that everybody in Atlanta, at least,
you know, actually,
talking about.
I had people in Warner Robins asking me about this.
So it's beyond Atlanta now. We're making our name.
We're sweeping the state
elsewhere beyond Atlanta, and that is the Check Fold Raise segment. Quick rule explanation: you fold a guy or a team that is, hasn't performed quite as well as you or someone else expected. You raise the most important, most impressive performances of the week. And you can check in response to someone's fold or in response to someone's raise if you, for some reason, disagree with what they have to say, which inevitably is going to happen.
There you go.
Show.
He got the rules down. A-Train, last week, he didn't understand the rules.
That's not true. Perhaps I was tongue-tied, but understanding things has never been an issue for me. Fletcher, would you like to start off?
I would, and I've seen your list. I'm going to shy away from it a little bit.
Thank you for copying it.
I'm going to raise a guy that I saw last week. Why? Because I think he is uber talented.
I know who it's
going to
be.
And his name is one Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going to raise him because even though he didn't have a touchdown, what I saw from him was churning up yardage. It was getting the tough yards. It was getting the first downs to move the chains for the Eagles. And it was also, when he got in the open field, he was explosive.
And he couldn't have done it against a much better defense. It wasn't like he was playing nobody, right?
He was playing the number four nationally ranked team in the country.
Which we've mocked them a lot for their inability to throw the ball, but they are good, still very good defensively. And he was impressive against
Tremendously impressively.
So I accept your raise. Alex, you have
anyone? I'll agree with it, yeah.
But do you have someone of your own?
I was going to throw a name out there that not necessarily fold. I guess I could say
fold him.
Sure,
you could check.
Fold.
You could
fold
his name came up early
fold.
In the show.
Fold
him already.
Now this
fold.
Is just mean spirited.
Fold him already.
But,
fold.
But here's a name.
Throw the cards in.
Storm Johnson, who made
don't let
the
him
move
hear
to Loganville.
Wow, he's the best player in the nation.
And I'll say this: he's
self-proclaimed.
He's had a season where he's had some decent games, a couple 100-yard games, a few games where he's really been bottled up, kept below the 100-yard mark. He's playing different competition now. He's in that region
higher up.
It's higher up. I'm not necessarily.
He's not playing the 2A people.
I also don't know much about Loganville, but is he more so there than at Buford, the main guy?
No, well, you know what? Actually, in the last couple of weeks, he's been splitting time with another back. He's actually been a...
But maybe
been,
that might be a response to people.
That wasn't the agreement.
For one, Scout agrees with me. They've dropped him from a four-star to a three-star and around that 40...
Fold.
40
fold,
to 45.
Fold. Alex is folding
range.
Storm Johnson.
Is this the guy that hadn't made as many headlines as he did at Buford
last
year?
You know who else is a little bit like that? You know who else is a little bit like that? And I'm not going to fold him, God forbid, but who's not
Chris
had the
Dunkley.
Season most people thought he would is Mac Brown.
Mac Brown had a couple
great games, but one in particular.
He's a check for me.
In week
I'll
two.
I'll say check.
Yeah, because he is the main guy.
There's been blowouts. He was injured last
plays
week.
Plays a half, maybe. I'm going to start off with Jonathan Krause, who we talked about earlier.
Wow.
Brian stole my thunder a bit, but the kid had to have seven catches, 137 yards, and two touchdowns in a game. And the reason I bring him up is because he's a receiver. And every week it seems like we're bringing up running backs because in this state, running the football is the thing to do. We've talked
to
Alex especially, loves to talk about how there just aren't the same type of quarterbacks in Georgia as there are elsewhere in the top states around the country. And as a result, you don't see many prolific receivers. Well, Jonathan Krause is one of them. 137 yards and two touchdowns is a heck of a game at the high school level, especially in this state. And for that reason, I'm raising Jonathan Krause.
I see your Jonathan Krause, and I raise you one Derek Rogers. Okay, the guy had
there
two touchdowns, had a couple of catches, and just one half of football. Calhoun knocks off Gordon Central. That was the game we were going to do before we decided to go down and take out the Lounge Northside Eagles game. And I wish I could have seen Derek Rogers and Nash Nance because, well, number one, Nash Nance, when he has the ball in his hands, it's explosive. But Derek Rogers and Nash Nance, what a combination those two are.
Yeah,
I raise the Calhoun Yellow Jackets, actually, not just Rogers.
Alex, any folds or you need a raise from you. Enough negativity coming out of the
Mr. Negativity from the A train.
Well, here, how about this?
Going negative station.
This is a guy that you've been touting for a while now. How about John Lee from Appalachia?
There it is.
How about him? I know it's Winder Barrow, but he did rack up 275 yards. They were playing Winder Barrow. So, with some coaches in the stands apparently who were scouting him out. Air Force had some coaches in the stands. I think that'd be a good fit for him. However, this is a guy that probably could be getting some bigger offers in the next month or so.
He's a guy that his teammate last year, Sean Gresham, by the way, good job, A-Train, right here, high five. Sean Gresham last
positive
season
reinforcement.
Went to South Carolina. I think that if he's smart, he's talking to his coaches, because this is a guy, and John Lee, who he's a slasher, okay? He's never going to be a between-the-tackles type of guy. But when you've got Kenny Miles and the kid that they just brought in for South Carolina last year who can run in between the tackles, why not throw this guy in there to go kind of your third down back, your scat back, your Warrick Dunn at Florida State?
I don't know, Fletch. It's a novel idea. It really is. The next guy on
mocking
me? No, you said why not, and I said I don't know. It's a novel idea. The next guy on my list is not going to win any points for originality, or I'm not going to win any points for originality. But I refuse to take him off my list and not raise him until he doesn't run for 200 yards in a game, and that's Rajon Bennett. As long as he keeps running for 200 yards or more, I'm going to raise him every week. 219 yards, 3 touchdowns. 28 carries the load for an undefeated McEachern team, 42-28 win over Marietta. I raise you, Rajon Bennett.
He's a good player right there. Pistol offense, he is tailor-made for that pistol offense. I am going to have to fold a player, though, Scott. It's not a situation I want to do. It's
nobody likes doing it.
Nobody likes to do it.
Rah-rah on the on my fold a couple
I know,
couple
but
minutes
I'm saying
ago.
It's harder
no
to do
one,
it yourself, though, Alex.
No
it
one
was.
Likes
I didn't
to do,
want
it.
To do it.
It's
I
something
it.
That you just kind of have to do. It's not really a
man's,
person.
A man's got
to
do what a man's got to do.
It's not a person that I've
Are you stealing
fold.
About to steal my thunder?
No, I'm not going to do okay. what you're thinking.
Which we've already
I'm going
done.
To do. What I'm going to do is what I did last week, and I'm going to do it every week until Todd Holcomb listen to me. I am folding Westside Macon. Why? Because the number one team in classification 4A is the Southwest DeKalb team. Okay, Southwest DeKalb is number one. The only loss they have was a tough game in the first game of the season to ML King. Last time I checked, is pretty daggone good. And also,
you know what?
I checked, they're a 5A team. Okay, these guys, it's just like last year when Tucker lost to Marist. And they were dropped from the number one spot. They were still the best team in the state in Class 4A, and Southwest DeKalb is the best team in Class 4A this year. Westside Macon, the fact that they're number one
I agree.
Is
it's a joke.
Bogus.
It's a joke.
I fold them. I'm going to fold them every week.
I think Griffin. Is Griffin not number one? I think Southwest is number three. Actually.
Well,
Southwest
Griffin,
is number
Griffin,
three.
Westside.
I know.
Why'd you have to
I
do
think,
that?
I think Macon and Griffin are number one
Listen,
or two.
You know what? I
Polka may have flipped them, but I'm still folding Westside Macon. I saw the playoffs last year. They were exposed.
Earlier in this show, I promised listeners that we'd have Ian Pemberton on next week to figure out what's going on in that little head of his. We're also going to have – let's have Holcomb on.
I fold that comment
let's
right
have,
there.
Let's have
– That's mean.
Let's have Holcomb on. We'll have Holcomb on.
I'm going to take him to task.
We'll answer your question.
Westside Macon. What have you seen besides them dominating a lousy region?
I'm gonna raise an Ian Pemberton, and I'm going to tell you why. Brian Jones was on earlier saying that he had run for 100 yards in every game, but if I'm not mistaken, last week I at least saw one report that had him down for 96 yards. And last time I checked, that's less than 100. Well, he got back on the better side of 100 this week with 157 yards and 3 touchdowns. And for that reason, I'm going to raise him just because I like to see the kid have success.
I call.
I like to see him back on that side of the century mark.
H-ring.
Alex?
I call it.
Call it.
I'll call
it. Here, I want to throw out another name real quick. Julian Suber, because we're running up against the clock. 3 touchdowns, 166 yards, 10 carries all before the half. That's got to be – really? Because of the opponent?
Yes.
I don't remember who. He beat Meadow Creek. Meadow Creek, I meant. Yeah. He plays for Brookwood.
Yeah,
64-15.
That's like having a 2-7 offsuit. 2-7 offsuit, I fold.
Yeah, and staying in the pot and getting it. All right, can I fold someone for once? And we've already folded him enough. I feel like I've kind of stolen my own thunder on the show, but Lowndes. I got
to
fold Lowndes.
Oh, you have to.
When you're supposed to be the best team in the state and one of the top 5 to 10 teams in the country, and you are totally ineffective in an entire facet of the game,
Two facets of the game.
He missed. They missed three field goals on the day.
Yeah.
Any one of which would have at least put him in overtime. Two of them would have won.
Yeah.
All three of them would have iced the game.
And all of them, by the way,
were within like 35 yards.
Yeah.
37, I think.
They're
was
makeable.
The longest.
All those were makeable.
Yeah, right. No pass rush. They can't throw the ball. They play good defense. They're, you know, they run the ball relatively well, but not, I mean, they don't have a dominant running back, do they? A guy the size of Franklin, I don't know that you can ever call him dominant.
Well, Troy Braswell is pretty good.
And their quarterback runs the ball relatively well. In fact, I was going to say.
He's a junior.
They had a huge play.
They're juniors, okay? Braswell and the quarterback, they're both juniors. Next season, it's as seniors.
Either way, they're overrated. They're flat out overrated, and they aren't the best team in this state this year. They will not win a state championship. You heard it here, if not first, second, third, fourth, hundredth, but definitely will not. We do have to get to our final commercial break.
If you thought that game was fun, we've got another fun game coming up, too.
When we come back, we talk enough about recruiting. We're gonna pretend to be recruits ourselves. You don't want to miss it. You guys can play along in your car. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and scoreatl.com.
Keeping you moving, you heard?
Here's what you came for.
The place where the players play.
Former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL standout, Doug Flutie.
I got to let you know, Doug, I'm a Miami fan, and until I talk to you today, I hated you since 1984, brother.
Well, you're welcome.
Weekdays 1 to 4. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership, and Aaron's has got your back. In these trying economic times, Aaron's will work with you. You can lease to own the stuff you want in your home right now for 12, 18, 24 months, or grab it at the guaranteed lowest price in town. To find an Aaron's store near you, go to shopaarons.com, use the store locator, then you do the math and go, hey, what a deal. Look, football season's here, brother, and if you're going to have all the guys over to your dojo, you've got to have yourself a good-looking picture. I'm talking about a 42-inch JVC 1080p LCD with video iPod docking. Hello, $99.99. That's a 24-month lease. Or grab it at the guaranteed lowest price in town. You get the kids going off to school, college. You don't want them digging ditches, do you? How about a notebook? Yeah, I'm talking about a computer, a Presario notebook. Sweet-looking deal. With Intel and all that bells and whistles, $99.99 a month on a 12-month lease. All right, let's get back to Big Daddy. How about another big TV for you? A 46-inch 1080p LCD flat panel TV from Aaron's. Again, $109.99 a month on a 24-month lease option. Guess what? Everybody's automatically pre-approved, even me. So now more than ever, when you're looking for the edge, don't save for a rainy day. Get it now. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody.
Yeah, I got to start saving some serious money, so I'm thinking about dropping my auto insurance.
Okay, I get it. You drop your coverage and you save money on gas because you can't drive. And then you'll never go anywhere because if you did drive and got caught, you'd face tons of fines. And your girlfriend won't be around much longer if she has to walk everywhere you go, so I guess you're right. Getting rid of insurance can save you money. You got to have coverage. You want to save money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO or visit safeauto.com and do both.
Play it safe, safe auto.
You know, it's never really been about a fame for me. I'm not kind of the ego guy. I just love the intimate connection that I have when I'm on the radio with people. That's what radio is about for me.
At Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Atlanta, you'll get connected to the hands-on training you need to break into the broadcast media.
You've got
to
learn by doing, getting on this equipment from day number one.
Call now for real-world training for real-world careers on the air or behind the scenes from the nation's oldest and largest group of communication schools.
Some of the stuff inside of CSB is even nicer than things I've experienced out in the real radio and TV stations I've worked at.
Since 1964, CSB has helped thousands of graduates get connected to an exciting career in the broadcast media.
You know, we keep it going. It's an accelerated pace, but it's a lot of fun at the same time.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting with the original owners. 1755 North Brown Road in Lawrenceville. Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or log on to gocsb.com. Classes are forming now, so get connected today.
Football lives here.
Far back to pass. Fires to the end zone. It's caught. It's Greg Lewis. Touchdown. Oh, my heavens. Greg Lewis. Welcome to Minnesota. Lewis's first catch.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone to finish up the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. Tell us a little about Score Atlanta, Fletch.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage. And now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school sports news around. Yeah. I get it every morning. It's great.
It is a really good read. And as I hope you all have realized by now, otherwise we're not doing a very good job. We're here to talk high school football recruiting. It's all we do. With that said, in this
segment,
we like
to have a little fun.
In this segment, we're the recruits. I always wished I had been. Maybe if they recruit for academics, I would have been
good,
one.
You know I'm good, baby. You know I'm good.
Yeah. Who's that? Who are you doing? Is that
I'm doing me. Because I love me some me.
So in this segment, quickly, what we're going to do is we're each going to name our top five, cut it to three, and then in the end, we're going to pick a school that we would have gone to had we been recruits. We'll also identify the position we play because that is a key essential in making a decision. Big B's back in the studio. Quickly, Big B, your top five, and then tell us who you'd cut to come to a final three. Sorry.
All right, my five schools would be Florida State, Texas, USC, Auburn, and Georgia.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, and I would cut.
I'm guessing you're going to play.
I'll play defensive tackle because right. That's what I played in high school.
There you go.
So, and I would cut
makes
Texas
sense.
And Florida State.
And that leaves you with Auburn.
Auburn, USC, and UGA would be my. Top
there you
three.
Go. Fletcher, come on. What position are you playing, first of all? I can't wait to hear this.
Well, obviously.
You don't know where I'd put you at wide receiver D end.
I was going to say safety.
Or safety. I could see you being a safety.
I would always play safety when I do the PlayStation. but my choice are going to be Texas, USC, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, and Syracuse.
Do you have any reasoning first of all, Syracuse has got, I mean, why is Syracuse?
Well, obviously, since I'm white, I'm not going to make it in the league. So,
that's a ridiculous statement.
I'm just kidding. Well, John Lynch, I'm no John Lynch, sir.
All right, whatever.
But,
continue. Why
but
Syracuse?
So I want to be a broadcast major, right? Syracuse,
right,
top
great.
Of the country. Ole Miss has the best looking women.
Best looking women.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to eliminate Syracuse and Ole Miss right off the bat.
All right, so that leaves you
because
with...
Because why? I don't get to tailgate in the Grove. I'm
and you
playing
want, you want to win football games, which leaves you with Auburn, Texas...
I didn't say Auburn.
Texas.
I said Texas, Oklahoma, and USC.
And USC. Wow, those are some good
I'd go
schools.
To USC. Why? Because Taylor Mays.
You've just ruined the game. All right, go ahead. Quick.
All right, let's go with Alabama, Ohio State, Stanford.
What's with all these
out there?
Ohio State.
Cincinnati.
Wait, Ohio State.
Cincinnati.
Ohio State.
Cincy, baby.
Cincinnati.
You're
Virginia
in,
Tech.
Is it with you in Ohio?
What?
Have you ever been to Ohio?
I have.
Alex.
Cincinnati. I've been to
Alex,
Cincinnati.
I know you. You are not a redneck, sir. Why would you pick Virginia Tech?
All right, who are your final three?
My collar's covered.
Hey, what position are you going to play, first of all?
I'm going to be a running back.
Oh, my
God. Say top 10 or 15
if you,
in the nation
if you've
running
seen
back.
Alex Ewalt, you would be laughing
perfect,
right now.
Perfect.
A running
perfect
back. Fit. You're one of the least fleet of foot people I've ever met. Who are your three?
You've never seen
wow.
me run.
Who are your three?
First of all, that being uncalled for, I'm going to eliminate Alabama, and I'm going to eliminate Ohio State.
Wow, so that's
leaving,
Cincy?
Good call.
Stanford, Virginia Tech, Cincy.
All right, real quick, my top five are Texas, USC, Georgia, Alabama, LSU. I want to go to somewhere that's nice, a nice place. Athens is clearly that. Texas, USC, Alabama, LSU, all those places are really nice. I also care a lot about education, and for that reason, I'm eliminating Alabama. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to eliminate Georgia and LSU. That leaves me with Texas, USC, and Alabama on the – I'm going to be a DB for the record, a cornerback. And
okay.
Alabama, that's why
Jason
I want to play –
Jason Sehorn and Scott Janovitz.
I want to play with Nick Saban for that reason. Big B, where are you going?
I'm going to UGA. No
UGA, you can't – I forgot to tell you this. You can't pick your school, but that's okay. UGA for Big B. He's gonna be ripping it up with Garrison Smith.
I'm going to USC, and by that I mean Southern Cal. West Coast, baby. Matt Leinart, move over.
I can't believe you picked
Fletcher Proctor's coming to town.
I'm going to Stanford, so you better look out because
oh,
I'm the least fleet of foot running back.
I'm going to put you on your butt right there. I'm going to come up. I'm going to be a run playing safety.
The white Taylor Mays.
Boom.
You guys are.
I'm like the next John Lynch.
I like it. Stanford, is that an academic?
It's academics, and think about what they need. They're getting some playmakers at wide receiver.
Yeah,
they need slow running back.
They definitely need
it's
you as
break
a
it
power.
Over.
I'm going to Texas, a beautiful place, beautiful women, great football, and they have the best defensive coordinator in the entire country. Real quick, before we finish up, what's happening? Tebow plays, LSU wins, Florida wins who? I want predictions.
Tebow plays.
Practice today.
Tebow plays, Florida wins.
So.
Tebow plays, Florida wins.
He plays and they win.
He plays and they win.
I can't say otherwise.
You know what? That's unfortunately not very exciting, but that's 3-for-3. I say Tebow plays and wins. Listen, guys, that's all the time we have.
Thank you, JB.
Like to thank the man behind the scenes, JB, best in the business. Obviously, Brian Jones, thank you. Doc Proc, thank you. Alex Ewalt, thank you. Keith Mumphrey from Dooley County, and Mike
Thornton from Stevenson.
Thornton from Stevenson. I'd like to thank both our guests and all of our listeners out there. Of course, this is Sports Radio 790 The Zone. If you've been listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit,
Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, Blockbusters. Be sure to check out Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone's football game this Friday on 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcast game on gpb.org/football.
Have a good night, Atlanta.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
Football lives here 24/7, 365.
This is WQXI Atlanta. 94.1 FM on HD3. A big league broadcasting company.